Ladies and gentlemen, Incubus, they made it. They're on fire. Hey. That was Incubus. They came from California. They're here tonight, everybody. Incubus is here. Give it up for Incubus. That's the sound we've come to love. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Wonderland Ballroom. Welcome to you, me, them, everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby. This is a talk show. This kind of looks like a talk show, too. The most we've ever looked like a talk show. The lights are out. I can't see half of you, which is great. I'm going to feel better about this show by the end of the night. All right, I got Olympic fever, everybody. I do. I'm part of the Dream Team. I'm loving every moment of it. I'm loving it like McDonald's, the only official sponsor. I love every part of it. I am the Olympics. Me, personally, Brandon Weatherby. I'm 29. I'm double the age of all the gymnasts that are good. That's messed up. Anyways, here's the thing I like about the Olympics. It's like football, but like more boring and stuff. But here's why it's good. You know when they lose. Even when they win, like that's it. There's no more future. It's sports and art. And that's what this show is. It's sports versus art. We're not sports, ladies and gentlemen. This is art. You know, we're artists up here. And what we're trying to do is express ourselves, express our feelings. And when it comes to feelings and expressing things, there's no one better than Kanye West, ladies and gentlemen. Kanye West is the best. Here's why. Oh, I agree completely. Clap all you want for Mr. West. Mr. West, Mr. West. See, that was a thing he did on the first and the second album, Bernie Mac. He was going to do it all the albums, but he died, because that's what happens when you have weird eyes. Anyways. So he had
Forrest weird Whitaker.
Oh! Thank you, Incubus, everybody. All right, so Kanye's the best for many reasons. Let's start at the top. Or his first record. He got in a horrific car accident and he almost died. His first single, Through the Wire. He rapped through a sewn together jaw. That's a smart move. Number one, I'm a fan. Number two, Jesus Walks. It's a song about Jesus and how, whatever, I don't care, I'm an atheist. But he was on the cover of Rolling Stone as Jesus, making it fucking awesome. I'm a fan. All right, so far, so good. Second record, works with John Bryan for no fucking reason. It's awesome. Every record after that is just a love song about how he wants to fuck Kim Kardashian. For 6 years, that's all it is. And guess what happened, ladies and gentlemen? He's fucking Kim Kardashian consensually, and that makes it awesome. That is the best thing to do, is have sex with somebody consensually and putting it on an album. That's what he does, and that's why he's the best. Now, what makes it even better is he doesn't want you to just enjoy his audio. He wants you to enjoy his dick. He's trying to convince a lady that got famous for doing a sex tape thing with a guy to do another sex tape thing, but with him. That's why he's the most fun man. I fucking hate you, Sean Gray, right now so much. You fucked that up. It's going to be a weird one. This one's for me. I'm sorry, crowd, but this one's all for me. I had so many bits. I had 10 minutes of oh, man, this is going to be a weird one. I was going to make like, oh, I'll just beat the...
Do a rape joke. Do a rape joke.
Oh, okay. Wouldn't it be like so great if five guys came in here and like raped Sean Gray? But God already did that with your legs. Moving on. We have a great show tonight. We have Sean Gray, Sarah Armour, Washroom, and Jed Tisdale's the co-host. Incubus is the house band. We got him, everybody. Incubus, take it away. Thank you, Incubus.
Man, what's going to be great after when you edit your monologue, it's just going to be vowels. It's just going to be a bunch of fucking vowels from you and laughter from me and Sean Gray. Oh, who I don't know yet, but is your injury we're allowed to make fun of? Is that...
It's not... Shut up!
I can make fun of your shitty tattoos and your dress.
Yes, absolutely, Sean.
You're not mic'd yet. You're going to say all these mean, beautiful things, but just wait like 10 minutes.
Wait for it, because you want to hear me cry on the mic, Sean. You want to hear that. You know, like every girl you fuck, you want to hear me cry on the mic.
Jen!
Brandon!
How are you?
I am excited about all the rage, raging against every single machine in here. Mainly Sean. The Mashon. I'm pretty good. We're going to talk about... We had a lot of funny things out back that immediately left the building after the
monologue.
They never
entered the building. Sorry
about that.
Walked
right out of the building. unlike. So
that was two for two. All right. That one. See, this show is for me.
It is for you.
How are you doing, Jen?
I'm good. I think at the minute I say these words, I'm going to hear Sean Gray. We were going to talk about the Renaissance Festival. Take it away, Sean. Take it away.
All right, well, so I'm assuming.
Thank you, Sean. So we're talking about. We're going to talk about the thing that I love almost more than Back to the Future. Sean, shut up. I'm going to sit on your lap the entire time. Well, do it. Anyway. So
Renfest. We're
talking about the... Thank you for using the appropriate abbreviation.
Of course.
Thank you. All we want to talk about is how I'm making everybody I know go.
Yes.
Because nobody ever goes but me, because I have shitty tattoos and I'm going to die alone or whatever. So hopefully at the Renfest, God willing, like clutching a Back to the Future DVD.
Why do you like the Renfest?
I don't know. You know what's fun? Because I like to read about that particular time in history, but we're not going to talk about that because everybody was dead by the time they were my age. But I also worked there when I was like 14, 15, and 16, and all I had are painful memories.
So why do you like going back to those?
Because I obviously like to hurt myself emotionally and torture myself by going to places like this tonight and being in a lot of emotional pain. Yeah. No. I'll tell you the real truth. Let's be honest. Can I be honest?
I thought that was the real truth.
I'm going to be honest, and not everybody knows this, but they probably already know. So when I worked at the Renfest, I was young, and I didn't have boobs. And then I never had boobs. And then I bought some boobs. And now, thank you. It was hard work by my doctor and my mom's bank account.
Thanks. Sorry.
It was actually inheritance from my dead grandfather. But... Thank you. It was for college, obviously. But so now I'm like, what? I got boobs, and now I want to go and, like, you know, be one of those Ren boob girls and be like, who's getting a rose now? Which is a secret Renfest thing.
You just want to show off your rack.
Yeah. No, I can't do that anywhere else, obviously.
All right, that's cool.
I guess the point is that everybody here can come to the Renfest with me whenever they want, because I'll probably get a fair ever pass, which is what they call fair ever. You can go every fucking weekend. Fair ever. God, I hate my life so much.
How much is that pass?
I don't know. More than it fucking should be.
All right. Well, thanks for
But they have giant turkey legs, you guys. So if you're into holding giant... Thank you. If you're into public displays of your masculinity and phallic things and putting those things in your mouth, Sean Gray, then you can go to the Renfest. Ta-da! The end. Oh, no. Nathan had this brilliant idea. Can we tell everyone this brilliant idea?
Yes, go.
It molds my idea, my love of Back to the Future. And basically what Nathan wants to do is go to the Renfest dressed as Marty McFly and someone else is dressed as Doc Brown, and you just run around the Renfest with a broken flux capacitor. Like, how did I get here? Isn't that great, you guys? Laugh.
Well, could you turn up three a little bit, Val? This is going to take so long to edit. Fuck you, Sean Gray. I'm so mad at you right
just
now.
Just have it be fuck you, Sean Gray, for 10 minutes
this
and then
is
into Sean Gray.
We used to record these before Sean and I had better jobs. We would record stuff at his house on like a weekly basis. And we got along like best friends. You put us in front of people. It's just, ugh. Thanks for coming, everybody.
Thanks for showing up for this anger management class.
Are you ready
tonight
to bring up the one and only Sean Gray?
Eventually.
Yeah, I'm giving you ample warning for obvious reasons. Ladies and gentlemen, the man of the hour, the man of the decade, the man of the century, second only to Kanye West, please put your hands together for Sean Gray, everybody!
that took like fucking 20 minutes. Actually, get on. Somebody give me a Stella. Can I get a Stella?
Because he finished his beer on the way up to the stage.
I'm at like four shots of whiskey. I need to like, you know.
That was crazy. Oh. Stella. We did. We brewed some fresh Stella while you were getting
brewed
that.
Some. So wait, let me see your shitty tattoos. What the fuck is this supposed to be? A lesbian devil?
Yeah. No, I. You know what?
Do you have a boyfriend? Do you get laid a lot?
Obviously not. Sean.
No, I guess you don't.
I don't even.
I like your
shoes
though. Your shoes are nice.
I obviously don't have a father, hence all these tattoos. You're like. Yeah.
No, I really want a Stella though. Could somebody actually do that?
Someone's brew a Stella. Hold on, Streetcar Named Desire. It's coming. Is that too deep? Yeah, Is that too fun?
I've never seen a Streetcar Named Desire.
I can tell.
Yeah, I'm not very cultured.
I know. I like you a lot, immensely, so much.
That's
I'm
very good
so
to meet you with your
right
shitty tattoos.
Well, it's the...
Where'd you get that dress from? Like, Urban Outfitters, like, 2.0?
Give it to me.
Fucking Urban Outfitters, like, Wasteland.
Yep.
The junkyard of Urban Outfitters.
I got it at Urban Outfitters.
It's the whitest dress in the world. Look at that dress. It's the whitest dress. Like, seriously.
Oh, if only this weren't an audio podcast.
That's a DC dress. That's pretty fucking white. That's a DC fucking dress.
Oh, man. Hey, and you know what I really like about you? You got your outfit from the Henry Rollins collection.
Yeah, no, I do, actually. It's pretty good, right?
Yeah,
I
need you look like, good.
You know, I need to get, like, four more Black Flag tattoos. Yeah. He has, like, five of them on his fucking arm. No,
anybody just see 15 minutes of Sean and I hating each other, and then we'll go in, and then we'll go into the comic. And then we'll go into the comic.
All right, so why did you invite me to this show? I don't even know why I'm here. I really don't know.
Because you're hilarious. And normally, I can't compliment you without saying mean things about our other guests. Or can
The other guests suck. Who is the other guest?
Just so many. And
a bunch of white people. Yeah,
just
whatever.
A bunch of white folks, unlike you. And so
I'm black. I'm an African American. I'm a Negro.
Just your soul, Sean. But you're so fun and wonderful already. Let's never have another guest.
I don't think we should.
Sean, every time.
This is the last show.
This is it. This is our,
All right,
this is our best of show.
I don't want to talk to this girl anymore. So why am I here?
Oh.
Thank you. No, really, why am I here? Why did you invite me on this show? Thank you, by the way, DCS writer. Thank you. You write for DCS, right? You interviewed me. Yeah.
All right.
I told you I worked at NASA, and you actually believed it. That's awesome. You actually printed that at DCS. You loser.
as a crash.
No, I'm kidding. Val, you're awesome. Seriously, thank you. No, it was a good interview. Thanks. Thank you for the Stella, by the way.
So do you want the real reason of why I invited you?
Yeah, I don't know why I'm here. I mean, I'm glad I'm here. I think your show's great, you know.
No, you don't.
No, I don't. I really don't. This shit is, like, terrible.
Yeah, but you don't like anything. You don't like anything sincerely.
No, I do like...
Bullshit.
I like
the idea of irony and shitting on things.
I like that band
you
Washington.
You like the NFL.
I do like the NFL.
I like the NFL.
Why?
Do you really?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Oh, by the way, I meant to ask, is that a Pokemon on the side of your arm?
Everybody fucking says
that. It's like
that.
Fucking Squirtle.
It is. Everyone
it's
says that.
It's a Squirtle. Yeah.
Oh, damn it. It's true.
Yeah, anyways, I'm tired of her already. So let's go back to talking about the NFL, because I'm really into talking about the NFL. So what's the deal?
You don't like anything sincerely.
No, I don't. No, I really do. No, I like Washerwoman. They're playing tonight. Yeah, they're playing tonight, right? Yeah, let's hear it for that. The only local band that's sort of okay.
I hope there are other.
They
local
had a
7-inch
that took 2 years to come out because this dude, you know, like punk dude. Never mind. I'm not gonna go there. Sorry, not gonna go there. I don't wanna, you know.
Oh,
I'm censoring myself.
This is the only time Nathan's ever.
No, he's
not
no,
to
he is actually
something.
A good dude. I'm not gonna rip on that guy. He's actually a good dude.
All right.
I should, but you know, he's actually a really good dude. Although he dresses like the worst white rapper in the world. Like, he seriously does. Like, it looks like a fat, white rapper that just, like, is eating Kentucky Fried Chicken all the time and is ordering Mishka, like, hats. You know? That's
wait,
a joke.
Wait, Sean, shut up. Who do you write for?
I don't really write for anybody.
Who do you write for occasionally and get free
clothes?
Yeah,
Mishka.
Okay,
yeah,
there you go. You shit on everything.
That's what I do, I guess.
That's exactly why you're here. You did the show. You did the show in 2010.
Can you move this over so I'm not like fucking my body?
Just tell me what you want.
Just move the fucking table over.
There's three drinks on the table.
Well, I want my fucking whiskey.
You could here. Take the whiskey.
All right. So let's continue this interview.
Okay. So you did the show in 2010.
Right.
You were my favorite guest for obvious reasons.
Mm-hmm.
You did the show last year. We did a one-off show as part of a music festival.
Right.
We had a miserable time, but at the same time, an amazing time together. We became even better friends.
Actually good friends.
We're like best friends. We're like best friends.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're into the Foo Fighters, Smash Pumpkins. I like you.
Okay. And now it's 2012, so you have to do your yearly pilgrimage because it takes you 40 days to walk. Sorry.
All right.
And that's why you're here.
No,
I asked you in April. You made it in August. It takes a while.
Yeah, it does take a while.
Oh, man.
So what are you asking me? What is that?
Just how are things?
Things are good, you know.
What's your favorite poet?
I like this guy. His name is Jeremy Lin. He's a gay poet.
Wait,
no,
Jeremy
he's legitimately,
Lin,
no, he's great. No, he has this book called, like, I think it's called Say Goodnight or something like that. It's actually on my desk. I've been reading it. It's really good. No, not Billy Corgan. Not Billy Corgan's Blinking with Fists. I think I read like a page of that, and I just like, you know what? I don't even have to read anymore.
Sean, how did you find love?
How did I find love?
Yeah, you're married.
I don't know. It was a sad state of affairs. I feel sorry for my wife. I feel bad for her.
Ditto.
I feel bad for her. She has to take. You know what I do all day? I watch The Real World. I watch Monday Night Raw. And I download music on the internet. That's my life.
Do you download the music legally or?
No, I don't. I don't download music legally.
You run a record label.
I get a. It's like a ghetto pass.
Yeah.
Except for music. No. Except for music.
What's your favorite ghetto in the world?
Oh, I have one.
The ghetto where the Jews got taken from and then
Warsaw.
Taken to yeah.
Wait,
yeah,
why is that your favorite ghetto?
We were right on the same page.
I don't know. It's
that.
Making a joke about Jews is kind of funny. So even if it's a
this
cheap
is the
one.
Best time for me to tell my new joke. No, it's not. It's the word. No, 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 nothing.
Hey, all right. So seriously, why am I here? Like, I don't understand.
You asked if you could do the show.
No, I didn't.
Bullshit.
You asked me
I'll pull
if
up
I could
the
do.
Email.
Wait. So you have a record?
This is really
I don't know anything
boring.
About you. So let's get to know each other, this even though you fucking.
I want to talk more about your ugly dress.
Well, my friend.
It's really shy. It's really, whatever. Who is this broad?
Yeah,
how's the label
broad?
Going? You run a label.
Yeah, I do.
It's called Fandeth.
Tell me about the fucking label, douche.
Thanks. No, it's good. No, we're doing really well. We just put out a record from this band, Room Runner.
And they sound like.
They sound like Incubus. They sound a lot like Incubus. You like that? Yeah.
It's an Incubus tribute band.
No, they sound a lot like King. No, actually, it's going well. You know, we were on Pitchfork. That was cool.
So Pitchfork's cool. You're a fan of Pitchfork. It's your favorite website. You go there every day.
It's my favorite website of all time. I go there, you know, more than I do, like, YouPorn.
Okay.
Yeah, you know.
When you go to YouPorn, what do you type in the box? What's your favorite type of porn in YouPorn?
I just type happy women who hate their lives.
And nothing comes up?
Nothing comes up, no. I don't use you porn. I actually don't watch porn.
Really?
No, I don't.
You just Monday Night Raw gets you off.
No, I don't really, you know, I don't masturbate, dude.
Why not?
I'm just so cool that I don't have to do that.
That's cool.
You know, I'm just such a great guy. This interview is going really well.
I'm just checking my phone, just checking
the
tweets.
Why are you checking your phone while you're interviewing me? This is terrible. So let me talk about you. You write for the fucking Huffington Post, douchebag.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the whitest thing you could possibly do in D.C.
No, it's
fucking
not.
Fucking asshole.
No, well, no, I'm not.
They're
not
way...
for that.
Look at you. You look so disheveled, like you fucking like hate your life. Looking like a fucking broke Jesus and Mary chain with your hair being all fucking curly.
Wait.
They're on tour, so we can confirm this.
Okay, everyone that laughed at that is a liar because no one knows what they look like.
No, know. They
no
fucking look.
One
they
fucking
I said
knows.
They're on tour.
They fucking look like you, all old and disheveled and fucking sort of curly hair, but not really.
This interview, which only has visual aids, is going really super why. Well.
So I guess
audio podcast. My dress sucks. Brandon's hair is curly. The end.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, tell us more about your fucking label and make it good. How do you start a record label in case I never want to do it?
Well, our...
She's funnier than you.
Our first record was a legitimate comedy record.
Am I walking
Who
into
was
something?
On it?
It was a cover of Negative Approach's Ready to Fight, which is a song that's 30 seconds long, but this band decided they were opening for them. That's when it was recorded. And decided to cover the song for 15 minutes.
Are you fucking kidding me?
For 15
so
fucking
they,
minutes.
So they played it... What?
Slow. Just really slow.
That's amazing.
And so when the actual band got on, somebody yelled out, "Play Ready to Fight." And the guy was like, "Why don't you ask the band that played that for 30 fucking minutes?"
Is that still available somewhere?
No, it sold out. But that was our first release. It was a comedy record. Okay. So, you know.
Wait, you're making fun
now
of...
Now I have respect for
you're
you
You're calling
again.
Me the whitest guy... in D.C. because I write for the Huffington Post, but you released a comedy record on vinyl that would maybe sell 100 copies and you called sold out forever. I'm the whitest guy
I know.
In D.C.
Well, you know, I'm crippled, so I can go through that and not have to worry about it.
So crippled people know no color.
No, we know no color. We don't.
So in a way, like, you're our only chance for humanity.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
How does it feel to, like, be like Jesus?
It's great. I could, you know, I could roll on water. I can roll on water with the walker. It's pretty awesome.
You'd be like the worst.
Why are you looking at me
like the worst Jesus representative? Because like you'd have to heal everybody else, but you'd be like, I wish I could heal myself.
So wait, but who? So who the fuck are you? So this new broad that's on your show, who is this?
I love the word broad.
Yeah, I think people should use that more.
All of your arrows are going right to my heart in a good way.
So who are you? Like, why are you on this show?
Who are you?
I don't know who you are.
I do stand up comedy, and I've done some shows in and around. The Weatherby Productions, and I did so.
Is that
well.
Really what you're calling
That's
this
what
bullshit?
I just...
No, I wouldn't call it that.
He's
Weatherby
so mad.
Productions.
He's so mad
you fucking faggot. All right. Come on.
Oh,
no one likes you when you say that.
You're so Chick-fil-A right now.
Well, you know, whatever. I can get away with it. I'm oppressed just like all those people. You know, so I get away with it. It's fine.
No, you can't. No one likes you anymore.
Oh.
You threw out all the good world with one word. It's so great. Why don't you shit on some more things and see how it goes?
All right. Well. Anyways, keep asking me more about what you. Why? I still don't know why I'm here. I really don't.
Because you're entertaining.
You are entertaining.
I feel like I'm doing a comedy set right now. And you
it,
guys
well,
yeah,
that's what yeah. it is.
You
and
open with 3 minutes
of insult
comedy. There's
at least one guy who
comedy.
Likes it. That guy's loud.
Pat
I love
Walsh,
you.
Pat Walsh
is that Pat?
You have a really good crowd Shit. Here. Last time I did your show, there was like 4 people. Remember that band? So the last time I did a show with Brandon, the last time we did this thing for this fucking losery ass fest called like Sweet Tea, fucking faggot, pumpkin, smashing pumpkin, Nirvana, whatever. Shit. And... So we were doing this show, and you know, there's this panel. One of the dudes from fucking Gayest Young Things was there.
And that's our first.
He's this fat, bald
dude that looks like Ian McKay on Donuts. So
he's talking about Peter Heineman, everybody,
Peter
good friend
Heineman.
Of the show. Peter. Ah,
boo! No, he's actually a good dude. But so, you know, we're doing this panel, and we're talking about some bullshit DC music. And so this band was supposed to play, and they set up. They took, like, 2 fucking hours to set up to, like, check to make sure their amps were all, like, you know, perfect. And so we're finished the panel, and this band, the whole band walks on stage, and they go, "We're not going to play this show, but we have some merch in the back. See you later," and just walk off stage. And I'm looking at Brandon. I'm like, "So really, was that what it was supposed to be?" And he looked completely confused.
I didn't book them.
Yeah, so what was the deal with that shitty-ass thing?
They wanted to do...
By the way, that bullshit, the Sweet Tea Fest, fucking sucks. That guy fucking blows. All right, go ahead. No, what were
they
you
wanted me to do the talk
show. Oh, is that the one that was like 70... They just 75 billion venues were involved?
Yeah, like 30,000 bands that nobody cares about. Like this guy that just jerked off one day on GarageBand decided he was going to make a band. So, you know. That's what Sweet Tea Fest is.
And boys and girls, that's how music started. That's the origin of music.
I'd like to point out that our guitarist from Incubus is actually playing that festival.
Oh, shit.
This fall.
Yeah, look at this. Okay, this dude has the fucking worst Kurt Cobain shirt on, which is the tattoo that fucking Fred Durst has. Ian, why didn't you get like a really cool Kurt Cobain shirt? Like,
yeah,
you know,
like with a gun in his mouth.
Yeah, that's what I was, yeah.
Yeah, you're right, he
why
didn't do that.
Why are you booing?
You're
he
right.
did
he
that.
He didn't kill himself.
He did that. Too soon? Ah, that was the best.
Were you even alive when he killed himself? How old are you? How old are you?
Don't do more.
Are you heckling the crowd?
I am heckling the crowd.
The only guy I could heckle.
Because I guarantee you she wasn't even alive.
The only guy I
could
heckle in this crowd is Bucket, who looks like he's the clown of Washington, D.C. He's the jokester of Washington, D.C.
I know. I love
works
it.
At a fucking food truck.
We love
great.
Him so
the
much.
Dude's great. The dude was at my wedding. I think he hit on my mom once. It was actually pretty. He was really drunk, and I think he hit on my mom. It was pretty awesome.
Which makes sense.
Yeah,
actually.
You're wearing glitter, right? Right.
He's wearing Bucket? It right now.
Who the you're wearing that? You're wearing glitter.
But it's good. It looks good on him.
Are you bringing the glitter back? You fucking like. It looks like you took a like David Bowie took a shit and you came out of it with your fucking like bald headed fucking bullshit. No, I'm kidding. I love you, Bucket. I'm kidding.
Shit. Where were we? Where were we again? Ian's doing the shitty festival.
Yeah,
and,
he's doing a shitty festival with the sweet tea guy.
And we're just scrapping this whole podcast. Is that where we were?
So wait, Ian, why are you doing this shitty sweet tea fest? What's the deal?
They asked us and it was whatever.
Why are you doing it?
I don't know. I wanted a show in October.
Are you getting paid?
No.
I'm not getting paid at all.
Dude, I hope you get raped by like five guys like right now.
When all else fails, when all
goddamn simple.
So I had to ask you.
As a woman,
what did you think of the what did you think of the rape joke?
Oh well, you know, I have two perspectives.
Do you like to get raped?
I think
five guys should rape her like right now.
I think that's what most rapists think, right? Isn't that their frame of mind? Everyone wants to get raped.
No, seriously, I'm asking intellectually.
Well, I'm going to answer,
okay.
Sean. I actually have two opinions because I'm a lady and I'm a comic, so I'm going to come at it from both ends like you do.
Okay, great, thanks.
Wait, that insult made no sense.
Doesn't matter, they laughed, and that's all that matters. Yeah. Stay with me. Unfortunately, as a comic, I'm pretty dead inside at this point. Yeah. And nothing...
And you don't dress very well.
Thank you very much. I don't. That's why I'm a comic. Just trying to get the tail that way. And so nothing offends me. I was actually annoyed. I took the point of, and it's almost a rapist defense, like, she deserved it. But I don't understand why comedy is the only place where people feel like they can heckle you. If you were at some fucking Broadway show in New York, you wouldn't be like, fuck this song. Like, that'd be weird, right? Be like, fuck you, Rent, or maybe it's a terrible play.
Yeah, that was good.
But so that's I lost the theater people. What will I do? So there's that. There's like there's sort of the inherent annoyance behind people who think that that's the place where you get to be a part of the show.
Right.
So I hated that aspect. What really disappointed me was that he didn't make a better joke. Were there not like. What if five guys raped you right now? I'm like, I don't know. That's a delicious burger place, Daniel.
Yeah,
Tosh.
My thing is, if
what if five guys showed up and gave me burgers? I don't know.
But like, here's the thing. Like, I always felt like if he said some random ass number like 72, it would have been way more
funny.
Oh,
that'd be like Muslim town.
Yeah,
like,
it would have been way more funny.
Oh, edit.
But so as a woman, weren't offended.
As a woman, I'm not offended because I know that five guys are not about to walk in and rape me just then.
So,
and even then, isn't it still sex? I'm sorry, no.
Oh, that's terrible.
Shit.
That's terrible. I'm curious.
That's what I mean by comedy.
I'm curious because
I say that and I don't care.
This fucking feminist over here, Nathan Jurgensen, who wants to pretend he's a
first
feminist.
First and last name.
Which, you know, I... Hey, I'm Nathan Jurgensen. I have a blind date tonight. I'm writing the Italian paper. Look at me. Boop-a-doop-a-doo.
I do say that.
Yeah, you do. he, you know, of course he was like, but women have no voice in comedy. It's so bad.
Is it David Lee Roth in this version? Boobadoo-dabadoo-na.
Nobody cares about me. Ba-da-ba-boop-boop.
You'll be happy to know I just got shit all over the dress that you hate.
Let's hear Urban Outfitter. Urban Outfitters trash trash. So, anyways, so as a woman comic, though, you weren't offended by the but nobody's actually heard the actual exchange.
I mean, I went to her Tumblr page because she's a great expert witness because she was there.
She was there.
And yeah. What she said was, you know, what if I guys rape me? And she's like, it was so humiliating because everybody laughed. And I'm like, well, it was a comedy show. You fucking, like, what? You mean they didn't come to your defense and kill Daniel Tosh for making a joke on stage? That's weird. Thank you. But, and then she walked out and it was embarrassing and everybody laughed and who gives a fuck? I don't care. Because what's going to happen is tomorrow somebody else is going to say something offensive and then we're all going to tweet about that and then we'll forget about that and then we'll tweet about the next fucking thing and then hopefully the Olympics will be fucking over. The end.
You know, it's funny. Brandon, he always invites me up to talk about music. Where is Brandon?
Oh, he's behind
there.
You.
I'm enjoying the show. I've never actually seen the show.
He always asks me to talk about music, which I never really do because let's be honest. Like what is a good band in DC? It isn't fucking Nathan's band. It kind of
is it Fugazi?
Like a derivative of fucking whatever they were before. No, but he always asks me to talk about music. But I think it's for me as somebody who runs a record label. I always have more respect for comedians because you can't really hide behind, you know, bad tuning or bad amps or something like that. So
Sean, are you saying that you actually respect me and Jen?
Yeah, no, of course.
Then why don't you shut the fuck up when we're trying to do something?
Don't you have a fucking Mighty Mighty Boss Tones video to be involved with, you fucking faggot? Christ.
Oh, you're the best.
So
yay, you were doing
as
that
somebody
thing.
who runs a record label and who works with music, it's always funny because when a band has a bad show, they always talk about, I was too drunk, or I had, you know, the amps were bad, or whatever. But I think comedy is one of those things where you can't really hide behind anything.
You can't.
If you bomb, you fucking bomb.
Although there is the always like, oh, I had a bad crowd, but let's be
real. I think that the clown of DC, Bucket, brought up a good point. He said, you know, nobody's rooting for you in comedy.
Oh, they want you to totally fail. They can't wait for you to be awful, which is why they think it's okay to heckle. They're like, because they really kind of have no respect for how difficult it is.
So I think it's for me.
I fucking hate everyone in this room right now. That's what I'm learning. I'm just kidding. I love most of you.
All right, we have to stop this interview.
Are you sure?
The worst fucking interview.
Are you kidding me? This is the best interview.
Do I have to actually leave the stage and leave Mount Fuji?
You live here now. Don't worry.
All right, good.
No, you don't want to. Yeah, you're leaving the stage.
No. Do I really have to leave the stage? Just add another fucking chair. I should be your fucking, you know, co-host with this broad. Your tattoos really are terrible. Where'd you get
really
them from?
They really are. I have a new one, actually. Do you want to know about it?
Yeah, tell me about it.
It's a Back to the Future tattoo.
You guys fell in love. We get it. You're in love. It's going to last forever. Sean's got to get a divorce now. It's going
to
be weird.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
He has to be in love with me because he can't get off the stage.
To end the interview, I really have a lot of respect for comedians because they can't hide behind bullshit where musicians can. Mm-hmm. And I think it's really ballsy for you or Brandon, who doesn't really do comedy, to fucking actually do comedy. And so as somebody who puts out records that doesn't really sell at all... I know what you're saying on that. But no, it's really ballsy for you guys to do what you're doing.
Would you put out comedy records again?
Are you really making us stop?
I'm really trying to get you off stage.
All right, sorry. Go.
All right.
Here's the thing about you, Sean.
All right.
I love you dearly.
Okay.
I do.
Yeah.
I think you're a great person.
Yeah.
When you are in front of people.
Before we stop this interview, can we talk about the Smashing Pumpkins with the Foo Fighters for like 2 seconds?
Right,
what the fuck is this faggot in the red talking about?
Stop saying that!
Jesus Christ!
Sean, I never censor anybody, but you lost so many people by this. No, really.
I don't really have anything against straight people. So, please. No, really.
All right, we have a minute.
All right.
What you want to say. Go.
I'm asking you.
What do you think?
What about it? So do you like that new Pumpkins record?
I like track one. Not the lyrics, but the music.
Why?
Because it sounds like a B-side on Pisces Iscariot.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
You're an idiot.
So why are you?
Hey,
asking?
Nathan, does it really sound like a B-side of Pisces? No.
So why did you want? You just wanted to say mean things about.
But no, I was going to ask you. Speaking of Pisces, you know he did a reissue. Of
I
Pisces.
Saw that. Yeah.
Are you going to actually buy it?
No, no, no.
One of the most underrated Smash Pumpkins songs are obscured.
Yeah. Okay. Because that song needed bongos.
It doesn't have bongos.
Yes, it does. They have bongos at the end during the breakdown.
That's great. That's fine. That adds to it. It's awesome.
All right, Foo Fighters, you got 10 seconds. Go.
Yeah, so what'd you think of that new Foo Fighters record?
White Limo was good.
But everything else was on it?
Because everything was just... It was, you know, here's, is a full band.
Here's the thing. Those two bands are better than any fucking band in D.C. What's a band in D.C. right
and
now?
And we got a minute. Sean Gray is the founder of Fan Death Records. He's a good friend of mine. You perpetrated like 10 hate crimes up here tonight. It was really nice and refreshing to get that back into a city. We usually have that in the burbs. Right. It was nice to get a real comedy club feel at the Wonderland for
Somebody
once.
Get me a thing.
Thank you.
Do
I really have to leave the stage?
Yeah, you really do.
Fucking faggot.
I know. Right. Stop right. saying that well, word. Sean, before you go, don't fucking talk during Sarah's set, okay?
Yeah, be nice, please.
I'm not going to talk.
She's a comic, and you
She's
just went on
great.
A five-minute... No,
of course not. I'm going to talk during
this.
Can
somebody get this stain off my dress before I flip the fuck out?
Okay. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for everyone's favorite crippled bigot, Sean Gray.
Rainman, yeah. Rainman, my friend, yeah, Rainman. Oh, oh, oh.
Ah. All of my dreams and nightmares came true at once.
That was the greatest interview. I am not even fucking around right now.
I feel so bad because we walked so many like personal friends of mine because like they don't like Sean. And I was like, is it me or is it Sean? No, it's Sean. It's completely Sean because I didn't say anything for the first 2 minutes and people were really uncomfortable. And that's why I fucking love him. I don't know why I invited him on.
Yeah, I don't know why either.
I don't apologize. I stand by my decision, and I'm going to have him on again if he will come back on. But now, Sean, shut the fuck up, okay?
I will.
Thank you. I run an open mic at this place called Solly's. It's not a good place. Don't go there. It's not. Don't go there. It's
this
weird.
This was brought to us by Solly's.
It's an awful place, but like those are the kind of places you need to have open mics because they're awful, so whatever. You can't drop the bar any lower. And I saw this next performer at Solly's, and she actually made me happy to be in Solly's. That doesn't happen often. I asked her to do 8x8 at the Looking Glass. She killed. She's fantastic. And now, finally, she's here, and I'm so,
she's
so
the
happy.
Best. Please be respectful, everyone.
Don't say that. It gets weird.
Fuck you.
She's great. You're going to like her. If not, doesn't matter. She's part of the Fab Five. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the very funny Sarah Armour, everybody. Woo! Sarah!
Wow. Wow. What amazing energy in here tonight. Oh, I feel amazing. I'm very happy to be here. Thank you for having me, Brandon. And Jen, I think you're very funny. I'm almost intimidated standing here with you. But I had a weird week, so you guys know. I went home to New Jersey to visit my parents, and I took a plane. I flew. And the airport is very scary these days, you know, with all the added security and all the dogs and the people. And I got searched. I got searched going through security. And this guy took me into this back room, and he was patting me down and just checking all my crevices, and it was very, it was uncomfortable, you know, and it was taking forever. So I said to the guy eventually, like, sir, I have to go. I have a plane to catch. You know, can I go? Guy's like, I don't know. I don't work here. Thanks, guys. Going home was hard. It's very weird. I don't know if you feel this way, too. I'm at the age now where I, like, am seeing my parents as real people now. Like, they're not, you know, they're just humans to me, and they're terrible. You know, I just recently found out that my mom is, like, undiagnosed retarded. Like, I came in the house, and she's like, hey, Sarah, cool pants. Are those... what are they called? What are those pants? And I'm like, they're called jeggings. They're jean leggings. They're called jeggings. She's like, oh, why? I fucked that joke up. You can cut that shit. Fucked it up. I also found out she was retarded. We decided to be naughty one day and go to McDonald's when I was home. And I wasn't paying attention. We were doing the drive-thru. I wasn't paying attention at all. I was on my phone because Twitter exists, and I was just not paying attention. And before I know it, she's, like, screaming. Her little chubby body is hanging out the car door like, hello, hello! And I put my head up. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And there's a sign on the PA system that says, next speaker, please. I'm like, it says, next speaker, please. She's like, I'm the next speaker! I'm the next speaker! I'm like, pull the fuck up, bitch. They don't mean the fucking speaker system. Fuck. I'm worried about my dad, too. He was watching TV the other day, and I was just meandering around the house, and he's like, hey, sir, come over here. You've been watching the new 2.5 Men? So I'm like, no, Dad. What are you, smoking crack? And he's like, what? Have I been smoking crack? What the fuck is that supposed to mean? I'm like, are you smoking crack? What are you so defensive about, you know? It was as if you would ask, like, a high school theater kid if he was gay, you know? He was like, no! I'm just kidding. If you ask a high school theater kid if he was gay, he's like, no! I only know this because that's what my high school theater boyfriend said when I asked him if he was gay. He'd be like, no! Such a fucking idiot. I'm just like, what an amazing voice you have. You're a star. I'll never forget one day after play practice, a bunch of our friends and my boyfriend and I ended up in the prop closet and somebody had a bottle of Bacardi. And so everyone just started passing around the bottle. And before you knew it, it was like this, like, so theater kid, this like hyper-sexualized, like, fuck party, and everyone was just making out, and shirts were coming off, and pants were coming off, and I was the only girl, you guys. And it was kinky shit. They were using props, there was a boa, they were putting makeup on each other. They pulled out a pair of handcuffs, and they handcuffed me to the radiator. And then, like, pretty much ignored me. Just didn't even, weren't even in. I was like, hey, guys, I have an asshole. And I just pulled my pants off because that's what I, you know, I just wanted to participate however I could. And they were just in perfect harmony, like, no, 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 no. It was beautiful. I don't want to be braggadocious. I really don't. But I am in a relationship with a straight man now. Thank you. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Thank you. Into them. Into them. Depends what crowd you're hanging in, honestly. But he had a friend come visit the other day. He had a friend come visit, and he warned me in advance. He's like, Mark has Tourette's. He's going to say some shit he doesn't mean. Just don't take any of it personally, okay? And I'm like, that's no problem. I'm totally accepting. That's no problem. You know, don't worry about it. So he comes, and I'm like, hello, Mark. Welcome to our home. And he's like, frumpy braces, Jew! It just, like, felt personal. You know? I feel like he doesn't say that to everybody. It's fair, though. I do have some dental work happening. I don't know if you guys noticed, but I do have, I have braces and a retainer. And I'm just so grateful to be in a relationship because I feel like when guys see me, they're just like, don't suck my dick. Which is fair. I was trying to be, my boyfriend travels a lot though, and I was trying to be sexy the other day, so I decided to send him like a naughty pic, okay? So I spent like 45 minutes trying to get the perfect nip lick pic right, like a. Because your chin can look really big, you know, so it was like a. And I got the perfect pic, and I sent it, and he responds immediately, too much face. Yes. And then he came home, and he's gone a lot, you know, he doesn't know, you know, we're not always very connected, but we started messing around, and I gave him, you know, I tried to keep it spicy in the bedroom, so I gave him one of those, like a grundle press, you know? Like, I've never done that before. And they did, like, a grundle press, and he scoots back, and he's like, whoa, what the fuck? And I'm like, what? He's like, you have never done that shit before. Where did you fucking learn that? And I'm like, fuck. And I just immediately start to cry, and I'm like, you think I'm pretty enough to cheat on you? That is so sweet. I'm not a cheater, though. I'm not a cheater. I would never cheat. But I feel like, and I don't know if you guys feel the same. Is anyone else in a long-term relationship? Okay. You can tell me if this is weird. I do tend to fantasize about other people sometimes, which I feel very guilty about, but I do. I have these fantasies about other people. Generally, it's someone big and black. Nice. Yep, almost 100% of the time. And lately, I've been having these recurring sex dreams starring Queen Latifah.
Yeah.
It's so random. Basically, in the dream, it's just me and QL, okay? And we're listening to Shaggy, because that's what I like. And we're dancing. She brings my hair behind my ears, gives me an Eskimo kiss, and then just like goes to town on my poontang for like 45 minutes. And that's the dream. And I keep waking up feeling really guilty, you know, because I'm in this relationship. So to try to incorporate James into the fantasy, I had him do a little role play because they kind of have the same body type. Turns out, I don't like blackface. Oh. I don't like it. It got all over the sheets and it made my vagina look like Lenny Kravitz. Every time I queefed, it sounded like American Woman. It was like, American Woman. That was a pretty good queef sound, right? Right? It was good? I can also do a mouth trumpet. You want to hear? You guys want to hear?
Yes.
Do you want to hear my mouth trumpet? Oh, yeah. Okay. Thank you. Okay, here we go. Thank you. Yo, I got so called out at a party the other day. This dude was like, yo, that's more like a bugle. That's the end. Thank you very much.
Sarah Armour, everybody! Woo!
guys. That was gracious.
You were really great. Thank you for doing this.
Okay, I had a rough start.
Thanks for doing the most.
It's not your fault we had set a tone earlier.
I had a rough start. Well, I fucked it all up too. And
we only had 25 minutes of hate speech directly before you. I don't know why I just didn't
connect
from the
start. It's weird that you didn't. It's weird that you didn't bounce back from that. Sean, shut up. Sean, shut it.
Sean Gray, stop.
Sean, from now on, we're allowed to make comments about you, but you cannot respond to them. New rule. Bill Maher. Go ahead, Sarah.
You do improv and sketch as well.
I quit improv.
Good for you. Yay! Give her a round of applause, everybody. USA! USA!
USA!
Why did you quit improv?
It's the worst.
No, that's Jen's voice. Sarah, okay, why did you quit improv?
I quit improv because I found myself not inviting anybody I knew to shows. And that's when I realized, like, I'm not really, like, proud of this.
Okay.
And I wasn't that satisfied. I don't know. I think it's really fun to play. Like, I think the exercise of, like, playing and just, like, being silly with
people.
It's
good to help you think on your feet, yeah?
Yeah, and it's great to, like, develop characters.
I get that. But when there's not a lot of good improv.
Shit ain't funny.
When there's good improv, there's good fucking improv.
Dude, it's not funny.
But when it's bad, it's every single improv out there, so...
That's right on. Like, if you see really good improv, you're like, wow, I could do that. And then the road that it takes to get there
is such a
long road. And it's like...
And if you're a selfish person, it's better to do stand-up like me. I'm an only child, and I don't have enough energy to be like, well, these fucking people on stage, you know?
Well, and to have to be, like, obligated to people. For people to be like, you'll come here at this time, and it's like, ugh. Like,
thank you. I don't want to come here at this time. I'm so tired.
I know. It sucks. Suck dick.
Brandon is still on the show. Come on back, Brandon. Come on back.
Why did you start doing stand-up?
I started doing stand-up. Well, I did stand-up once when I was 19.
How old are you now?
26. Okay. I just turned 26.
Yay, oh my God, I'm still alive.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. I just turned 26. I'm like freaking out about it.
Why?
But really?
I found all these nipple hairs.
Oh, no, I have those.
What the fuck?
Just shave them off.
No, dude, I tried.
No, I want to tell the story about a time I shaved my nipple off accidentally, though. Is that weird?
No. Wait, I want to talk about this. I'm very interested in this right now.
It was pretty bad. Here's what happened. Brandon, do we have like a minute? Okay. Jen Tisdale, everybody. Thank you. I was actually shaving my armpit, and like en route to my other armpit, I would do a drive-by on the nipples or whatever. Like,
you weren't more careful about it?
Well, hold on. And so I'm like, I usually did a switch of the razor hand mid, like, here. You guys, it's audio. And then I just shaved the left nipple right off. It was like a flap. It was like something out of Hostel. It was, or like if the human centipede was just a nipple, that was what was happening.
Oh my.
And so I fainted in the shower. Thank you. You guys were, like, concerned. Here's the best part. My boyfriend at the time comes into the bathroom and goes, is your implant okay? No. Thanks, honey. It's fine. I didn't shave with a fucking butcher knife today. Still got breast implants. So the point of my story is, Sarah, don't get breast implants because they're terrible. And shave your nipples separately from your armpits. Can you guys agree with that, I think? Right, ladies?
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Pat Walsh agrees. Thank you.
I gave it a little brush.
Pull them out. That's bad.
It grows.
Wait, whoa. Why is that bad?
Because they grow back coarser and.
That's what happens when you shave, dude. I shave. I have chia pet nips right now.
I disagree.
Like, wait, did you just say you have chia pet nips?
It's like early stage chia pet, but yeah.
Stage one.
Stage one.
Not
chia.
Stage four, because that's the bad stage. Right, you guys have seen cancer.
Wait, did anybody in this entire room think that this could get as equally uncomfortable as the Sean Gray interview? It hasn't. Okay, let's keep diving further.
All the guys are like, more nipples, please. Show us what you did. I'm like, okay, great. Someone be the shower and someone be the razor. Just kidding, you perverts.
Thank you. Yeah.
All right, let's go back to comedy.
How are you doing, Jen?
I'm great.
I'm really worried about you right now.
Are you really?
Completely worried about you.
Are you really?
Yes.
Why?
Really?
Oh.
The last hour.
Oh, what last hour?
Of this life that we are living.
We
Thank
were
you.
Great, Sean and I.
I know.
Thought.
Sarah, how
Can
are
I chime
you?
In? I want to chime
oh,
in.
Oh, please do.
I think Jen's a star.
I agree. That's why she's on the show.
I think Jen's a star.
She's funnier than me. She's better than me.
She's
prettier
than me. I appreciate that.
She's so bright. I'm like her biggest Twitter fan. I think she's a Twitter genius.
Thank you.
I completely agree.
I think you're a genius on Twitter.
Thanks.
I don't even want to sit next to you right now because I feel like I pale. My tweets pale in comparison.
Here's the difference between the two of you.
I have stupid
What's
big
the
boobs.
One difference, Brandon?
Seriously? Anger. I'm not angry. You're not angry at all. Jan's angry at all. Is angry. That's why I get along with Jen. That's why she's the co-host. I feel like there's kindred spirits bullshit, you know? But you are, like, so positive. Like, that's why I know you come from sketch and improv, because you're, like, happy to be on stage, and if something doesn't work, oh, well, there's the next one. And for me, yeah. I just yell at people for no reason. And, like,
yeah,
that's
right.
That's what Jen and I do. It's different.
Beautiful. We find our people in
I think
this
you're,
world.
You're both hilarious people. Someone uses anger as a tool. That's all.
Someone.
Jen. Yeah. Jen Tisdale uses anger
Jen,
as a tool.
Yeah.
And my social security number is... it's me.
I'm not... Yeah, I'm not
I don't think it's a
You're not
thing.
As angry.
I'm not angry.
Because you... You had? Did you have like a nice family? If I could just be a little. Like,
they were not. They were there.
Your parents are still together.
Oh, so already you're better than me. They were there. There. You're winning.
Your parents are still together.
They're together.
So they were there.
They like that you're doing this, or they don't know.
Oh my God! They have told me I was like a star since I was
oh,
a child.
That's so nice.
They're like, they told me I was the Jewish J-Lo my entire life. That's all they say.
You
to
are
me.
The Jewish
they'd
J-Lo.
They'd be like, "You're the Jewish J-Lo." That's like what they. All, I don't even know.
You're
why
the Jew-Lo.
I'm Jew-Lo.
That's cute.
I'm
you're the Jew-Lo.
I'm Jew-Lo.
They used to tell me that. I don't
You're
know why.
You're just
not
Junie
they.
From the block.
I'm Jewy. I really am. My dad never said that, actually. My mom said that. My dad, I don't think ever.
And you're from Jersey?
I'm from Jersey.
Represent.
You don't live there anymore, though.
No.
For obvious reasons.
I live here.
Because it's Jersey.
Dude, I love Jersey. Oh, please.
Why aren't you there?
I followed a boy here.
Really?
Yeah.
You're not together anymore, though?
We are together.
Oh, that's great.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't even... I'm on your Facebook page all the time. I didn't even know.
Bitch, you ain't stalking, right?
Oh, shit.
It
was like
shit.
A cute thing you guys just did there. I enjoyed
here's
it.
What threw, here's what threw me off. Your cover photo is a rainbow. And I thought, oh, maybe Sarah's a lesbian.
Dude, I've gone through, people have thought I was lesbian many times.
Because
That's
remember
okay.
when rainbows meant something else? I don't.
Yeah.
So now I'm all, oh, you must be gay.
Very not gay, but I've definitely
Bummer.
Dabbled. I've dabbled with the gays.
Now we're going to talk about that. First nipples, now this. You're welcome, men of the world.
We all experiment,
Jesus
guys,
Christ.
Okay. It's okay to experiment.
Back to comedy. Before
anyway,
it turns
I went
into
to.
A
I'm
porn.
From New Jersey.
Yes.
I'm from New Jersey. My parents are supportive.
That's so great.
And I live with my boyfriend, who I moved here for.
Aw.
And
when did you move here?
2009.
Okay.
Oh my God! So you guys have been together for.
For like five, our 5-year anniversary is coming up.
That's awesome! Congratulations.
So crazy.
You guys should clap for that because nothing ever lasts
right.
that long. You
right.
dead right. people.
No judges. I'm not selling you right now.
That is
it's
so
okay.
great. And your boyfriend's, you've been together longer than you've been doing comedy?
Yeah.
And he's cool with this?
Oh,
that's
supportive.
The best way, actually.
Well, it's hard to, this has been like, I've been a comedian before I was a comedian. Like, I went to film school to make my own comedy films.
Cool.
I like, always knew I was going to do comedy and, he actually is the one that was like, enough, please, take this fucking stand-up class. Like, and
really?
Because I did stand-up once when I was 19, and I did it when I was living in New York. And
oh, my God, that must have been terrifying.
It was the like best experience of my
really?
Life. And then I was, like, crippled with fear and, like, anxiety about it. And
Sean.
I was...
Oh, I got it. I got why you said something.
Sean Gray, go ahead.
No, I literally had to drag myself off stage.
What?
I'm just kidding.
Stop. Oh! Oh, it's you, me, them. Everybody hates everybody.
I don't usually say that. I'm a nice girl.
Sean, I love you so much. Please believe that.
I love you too, babe.
Yay.
Love your dress.
Thank you, dickbag. I thought you were graceful, so fuck them all. Fuck them.
Literally, I hope. you... Anyway, so your boyfriend was the most supportive person on
so
the planet.
Yeah,
so I've never dated him, obviously.
He was supportive, and he was
Except
just
for
like,
one.
Do comedy, bitch. And I was like, okay.
So you dated Dave bitch. Chappelle as Rick James. Good for you. Do comedy, bitch.
Do
Is that
comedy,
my impression?
Bitch.
Thank you. No, thank you.
Nailed it.
Nailed it, sure
That's
did.
Good.
Thanks. I'll be back again.
Sarah, you're absolutely fantastic.
Thanks,
Thank you
Brandon.
For doing
Wait,
this.
Wait, where can we find you and see you again and be on All In You and Weird and Creepy?
You know,
I woke up the other morning and had a web page that was made for me.
What?
Yes.
I went to your web page. It's beautiful.
I didn't make it. James made it for me. He's very supportive.
Who's James?
My boy told me.
Holy shit, you guys. James. Not only do they have sex, but he makes websites.
Well, we don't have that much sex.
Okay, they never have sex, but he makes websites.
I'm just kidding. We have sex.
That's why he's not having sex. He's making websites.
He's just making websites. No, well, I was on a show last weekend, and all the other comics on the show had, like, web pages. And then when you could click my page, it went to, like, my work bio for my office. And I was, like, I think he was, like, humiliated for me that I didn't have, like, a comic page. So he, like...
Wait a second. What show were you doing?
What was I doing?
Yeah, where everyone had web pages.
It was at... Cinetic Theater. It was through the Draft House, and it was like me, like
was
Randolph,
it the showcase?
Andy
was it
Klein.
One of those showcases
no,
that I can never ever get on?
It was some random show. I truly don't even know what it was. They just called me. They're like, "Hey, you want to do a guest spot?" And I was like, "Okay,
cool." Nobody calls me for that.
And it was well, I have you know, I just like I'm nice to everybody.
No, we're gonna so work.
This is a weird show. So weird. Oh my God. Finally get it.
This is a great show,
this
Brandon.
This is so weird. Sarah can be found on Twitter. Sarah, what's your Twitter handle?
It's just Sarah Armour. It's just my name.
How do you spell armor?
A R M O U R. Armor.
Can you spell that again?
Yes.
One more time. One more time. Slower. Slower. Sarah, 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 slow it.
Get your pens. A. No, just A, R, you guys good with yours with me? M.
Sarah Armour, ladies and gentlemen. Put your hands together for Washerwoman.